Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All right, good morning. It's 6:45, Brock Hunter.
6:45. You ever drink 40s anymore?
Dude, from time to time, I will grab a 40 and I will enjoy it. It's good. It's a lot,
though.
The
problem with the 40 is you got to drink it fast.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it gets you.
You got to drink it before it gets flat, you know?
That's how it gets you. That's how it gets you so messed up. Yeah, there's some weekends where I'm like in a 40 state of mind, you know, and I'll grab a couple 40s from the gas station. I'm like, yeah, this will be a good weekend. This will be a good way to start.
This guy needs a home.
Yeah, this is sad. Do you want us to leave it in the brown paper bag for you? Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Yes, please, as I walk down the street.
Hey, we got to keep things moving here. It is time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Ooh, yes. Hey, real quick, Brock, by the way, you can do now in St. Joe, apparently.
Oh, do they pass that downtown?
Yeah, that's what I heard. Well, so you can walk around with beer.
I think if you get it from an establishment, I don't think you can just go down there with a cooler and walk around. I think it's like if you get one from an establishment and then you go out, that's how it works.
Is that what it is?
I think
so. If that's how it is, that's trash. Why? What's the difference?
Yeah. I don't know. Don't get mad at me. I'm just telling you.
There's always got to be something in there. There's always got to be something stupid with it. Yeah.
So angry, man. It's just.
Oh, come on. There's always. Finally, we passed a law that should have been passed in the 70s. But no. There's always got to be some little quirk, some little thing there that. Oh, so you can't really do it.
We get it. Whatever. You have a drinking problem. We understand. Just relax, man.
God. A lot of people have drinking problems, and they're pissed, too.
But yes, I think you can now. They must have went through with it. But that's a little bugaboo for you, Hunter, right there.
Always a bugaboo.
As always, your rock news and rock history, what I was getting to, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Of course, they're also part of the Screaming Yellow Summer. So tell them thanks for that.
Well, you know, hell with your
you know what?
History.
No, this is what
There's
we're going to talk
important
about.
Things we're going to talk about, right?
It's hard to believe that this year will be the 20th anniversary of 9/11, and John Fogerty, Steve Miller, Ann Wilson, and Journey will all take part in a 9/11 20th anniversary concert going on next month. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation will host the Never Forget concert on August 21st at the Jones Beach Theater in New York. Frank Siller, chairman and CEO of the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, says, quote, 20 years ago, first responders rushed towards danger when America was attacked. For the last two decades, Tunnel to Towers has been on a mission to honor those that made the ultimate sacrifice that day and all the brave men and women in uniform who continue to risk life and limb running towards danger when everyone else is running away. We are grateful to the artists and our partners who support our mission and have made the special tribute possible. Also on the bill is Jesse Colin Young, who will sit in with Steve Miller, the Chainsmokers, Lee Bryce, Wyclef Jean, Gavin DeGraw, Wee McDonald, Flo Rida, Danny Rodriguez, and Jax. The foundation will donate tickets to first responders, military personnel, and Gold Star families. Tickets will be available to the public this Friday at 10 a.m. on LiveNation.com. All proceeds will go to benefit the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. And then actually an hour away in New York at the Central Park, they have the COVID-19 homecoming concert as well with Paul Simon, Bruce Springsteen, Patti Smith, Jennifer Hudson, and many more to be announced. But pretty crazy. I mean, you and I were going to talk about this off air is that we're coming up on 20 years. It's the 20-year anniversary of 9/11. I don't know where those 20 years went. I remember exactly where I was on 9/11. And it's pretty nuts that it's already been two decades since that happened.
Wow. Oh. That's incredible how fast time flies like that if you put it in perspective that way.
Yep.
I just got one question. Why are they doing it in August before the actual?
Maybe because my only guess would be that they maybe don't want to do like a big like rowdy rock concert on the actual
Which was going to be my second question. Yeah. All proceeds benefit
the Tunnel to Towers. Yeah, yes, Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Yeah. So, but yeah, awesome that these artists are getting on that. So again, if you're wanting to go or there's something you're going to be in the area, just livenation.com. You get tickets to it. It's going to be a great show, I'm sure. But all right, that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history,
on this day in rock history, July 7th, 1986, David Lee Roth, that's right, Diamond Dave, released first solo album, Eat 'Em and Smile. Put it out there, had a couple good covers on there that did pretty well. And yeah, he's just out there jumping and doing splits in the air and cocaine and all that good stuff. Oh, yeah. Fantastic. But all right, there you go. That is your rock news and rock history. As always, brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.